Right now, though, the mystery about who killed President John F. Kennedy continues, even though the government has now released thousands of documents about the investigation. With us now is Russ Baker, investigative journalist, editor-in-chief of the new site whowhatwhy.org, author of the best-selling book Family of Secrets, which explores the Kennedy assassination. Mr. Baker, you and your team have been going through all of these new documents, which have just become public. Is there anything new?
There is. First of all, let me just say that this is an occasion of historic importance. Obviously, the removal of a president of the United States violently, very important to many people. That's still a remaining mystery. The Warren Commission said it was Lee Harvey Oswald. The House Select Committee on Assassination said it was not, or at least that they believed it to be a conspiracy. That's an important controversy there. And key figures from Harry Truman to Richard Nixon maintained a belief there was more to the story. What we're looking at is the fact that we realize that the files would have been gone over many, many times. They're invoking national security, and they're holding back a lot of documents. What our team at whowhatwhy.org is doing is we're basically going through and assembling breadcrumbs. I would say right now one of the more interesting documents is where we see an investigator in the 1970s asking Richard Helms, who ran covert operations for the CIA at the time of the Kennedy assassination, about Oswald and whether he was, in fact, had any U.S. government ties. And there is no answer in that document. For some reason, that is all missing. We're going to be asking more questions about that. There are a lot of interesting questions here. And for us, I think the main one is Lee Harvey Oswald was a high-profile defector. He was in the military, and he had possession of very important secrets from the CIA in the military from working on the U-2 spy plane program. Why are there not U.S. government files on Lee Harvey Oswald?
Now, I realize that there are literally tens of thousands of pages, and I'm sure you haven't had an opportunity to go through all of those yet. But from what you've now seen, is there one or two things that just jump out at you and you go, oh, wow?
You know, it's not like that. What we've seen so far, I'll give you an example. We found a document. Now, this was in a pre-release batch. We found a document showing that the mayor of Dallas at the time of the Kennedy assassination, involved with the arrangements, getting the car to come through Dealey Plaza and all that, the mayor of Dallas was a CIA asset and had been for several years. His brother, very interestingly, was the number two man in the CIA. He and Alan Dulles both fired by John F. Kennedy.
About 300 documents still not released, and we're a little tight on time, but what might be in those documents that is so important, so critical, that can't be made public?
Well, sure. I mean, actually, we've only gotten released 52 new documents in full, and 2,000 that had been previously redacted, blacked out, they released those in full. There are about as many as 30,000 more that have not been released. Trump had said he was going to release, and then at the last minute, he said that they were going to let the agencies have about another 6 months to go through. We don't know, you know, what is in there, but the fact of the matter is that there are a lot of crucial tiny details, operational details, code names and things like that, that could end up giving us a vantage point into a whole new understanding of how these agencies operate and what they were doing in a period in which the CIA was involved with operations all over the world removing elected leaders. And so the question is, could that have happened in the United States, or is that simply impossible?
Okay. Mr. Baker, thank you. Russ Baker, investigative journalist, editor-in-chief of the new site, whowhatwhy.org.